Raoul sat next to her and she smiled, so happy for his presence. She listened to him read her favorite verses from Thoreau. She asked him to read again of the simplicity of peace on earth. Raoul looked at her and he saw a rainbow flash across her countenance. This Sophonia he had lost all resistance to. He saw the woman he had wed in Cyan, the one who bore his sons in Pathros. He touched the woman who was once his mother in Addis Ababa. He remembered the Choctaw lover who waited in the wind, the wilds of now Oklahoma for him to return from the hunt. Sophonia was once his eldest brother in Ephesus and the father of a nomad family who settled down near the Zaire River. Sophonia, regal with a crown studded with diamonds and pearls, dressed in brocade of gold threads and silver linings, appears as his queen in Siam. Now in the year 2020, he had become her guardian angel, caring and respecting the bond of friendship that evolved as everlasting love. He opened the book and softly read to her the simple words of truth, the words spoken by so many in so many ways, all saying the one truth that brought them to this day, a day of recognizing that thine is the power and the glory forever. Softly he read from Matthew 7:12, the Christian verse. All things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. From the Buddhist he returned to the Udana Vargo, I may not be pronouncing it right, 5:18, hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. The chosen man, this Messiah upon earth, this orator, this spirit of deliverance and truth, watched Sophonia smile, for he knew her way of receiving wisdom. Her body, once a vibrant sunny day, was changing rapidly to sunset, the culmination of night. As the flesh and blood deteriorated, Sophonia's soul blazed with an aura luminously encasing her. Now he moved to the Tai Sheng Kan Ying Ping, and spoke the Taoist version. Regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain and your neighbor's loss as your own loss. Now she asked him to read from the Jewish book. He passed his hand over her brow and he opened the Talmud to Shabbat 31a and read, what is hateful to you, do not to your fellow man. That is the entire law. All the rest is commentary. He spoke the Analects, for he loved the work of Confucius. Surely it is the maxim of loving kindness, do not unto others what you would not have done to you. And with a slight weakness in the vocal cords, she whispered, Zoroastrian and Dadistan, that nature alone is good which refrains from doing unto others whatsoever is not good for you. And the Brahman, she asked of him, and he responded from the Mahabharata, this is the sum of duty. Do naught from others which would cause you pain if done to you. From Islam, he turned to the Sunnah. No one of you is a believer until he desires for his brother that which he desires for himself. Most precious one, she said in a voice so full of love that chimes he had placed around her chambers vibrated in Theos. You have done what you were placed upon earth to do. You have made these words of truth, these many messages that all say the same. You have made love ye one another. Come into practice.